It is time for What's for Breakfast on the Friday Morning Show. It's where we pull up a chair to one of our members' kitchen tables and get to know them a little bit better. This morning we are in the car with Don Erlinson from Grand Rapids. Don, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you right now?
I am between Grand Rapids and Hill City.
Oh, be careful south of there.
Yeah, be careful.
Yeah, well, John, I'm real sorry about your ticket.
Don't flick your lights. Of course, it's bright out now. So, you don't have to. Heidi?
Did you have breakfast?
I am having breakfast right now.
Oh.
Which is a muffin from Brewed Awakenings.
Oh, nice. What kind of muffin?
This morning, it is a pumpkin cranberry.
Pumpkin cranberry.
And there's a large coffee to go along with that.
And what kind of coffee?
You know, I didn't look at it this morning, and I generally don't have the house brew. I have whichever other exotic coffee they decided to brew for the day.
Okay. And did you doctor it up at all?
I do not. I drink it black.
All right. Good to hear.
Going back to the muffin, is do you have a certain muffin you like, or do you mix it up?
Well, I have my favorite muffin of the day, which every day is different. My preferred muffin is the almond muffin.
Oh.
Which I had yesterday.
Okay.
They're all good. They're all hearty, wholesome muffins. There's the apricot hazelnut, a peach muffin,
ooh,
apple granola, and every day they make two. So there is usually a muffin that I like better than the one next to it. So every day I have a wonderful muffin.
Are you paid? Breakfast. Are you paid by Brewed Awakenings?
I'm not.
Okay, I'm just wondering if you're a spokesperson.
But maybe I should talk to Joan about that.
Yeah,
maybe.
I think you should as well.
Let's talk about the size of the muffin.
They're big.
Fist?
You couldn't eat two of them. They're, you know, they're as big as a large navel orange.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that'll keep you going how long?
Till 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And then what?
You know then what? I start trying to figure out what I'm going to do to cure my hunger.
Okay, so tell us what you do while you're on the road. Hello?
Well, usually when I'm on the road, I'm just driving.
But, I mean, what do you do for a living?
Well, I'm an electrical contractor.
Ah, there we go. And is that why you're on the road today, perhaps?
That is correct. I am going to a job down in Onamia.
And how does one get a job in Onamia?
Well, I have an industrial acquaintance who puts in machinery, and he uses me to do his electrical work.
Okay, all right.
Which is very nice.
Have you been an electrician for a long time?
30 years.
30 years.
Yeah.
Wow. So,
do you like it, Don?
I do.
Tell us about how has it changed. For example, let's just pick on residential for a second. Has it changed drastically?
It's changed quite a bit in the last 10 years. With the advent of more advanced electronics being built into circuit breakers for added protection.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a lot of continuing education you have to do as an electrician?
Every year you need to do 16 hours of continuing ed.
And where do you do that?
Usually, Lake Country Power puts on a nice program right in Grand Rapids.
Okay. All right.
So, Don, you're a business supporter of KEXE. What made you do that? Why is KEXE important to you?
Well, KEXE is, I'm one of those that the radio station has turned to 91.7, and I threw the knob away a long time ago and listened guiltily for many years, and finally I just decided it was time to get on the bandwagon.
Yeah. Well, we have our spring fundraisers coming up. So do you have any, since you were a guilty for quite a few years, you said, do you have any advice for some people that are on the fringe right now about making that decision? Was it a difficult decision, and did you feel better after you did it?
I felt much better.
Yeah?
Especially when fundraising comes around. But, you know, you could start with a dollar a week or whatever. Just start low, just contribute something to keep it going.
Yeah.
And you'll feel much better after you do.
Well, you rip the knob off, but are there favorite programs that you have?
Not really. You know, I like pretty much all the programming. There's one musical program that I generally turn off, and I won't declare what that is on the phone.
That's all right. That's your right. You can do whatever.
And it's great that that programming's there, because it means they're bringing some other party to the programming.
Well, Don, we can't thank you enough for supporting KEXE and taking time out to talk to us today. We want to thank you by Homestead Mills.
Yeah, Homestead Mills wants to thank you. They support What's for Breakfast. They're from Cook, Minnesota. And, Don, you get wild rice pancakes or country blend cereal sent to your doorstep. What would you like?
I'll take the wild rice pancakes.
You got it. Mm-hmm. It'll be the pancakes are in the mail, buddy.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks a lot.
Enjoy
Drive
the
safe.
Have a good day.
You too. That's Don Erlinson. He's a member of KEXE, and he's our guest this morning on What's for Breakfast.